Today's shir is Masechta Erev and Daf Ayin Zayin. We will begin on Daf Ayin Vov Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah continues to discuss, as we have been learning till now from the beginning of the Perek, that if you have a wall between two chatzeris, so sometimes the wall creates that these two chatzeris each must make an individual Erev. They cannot make one Erev to be able to carry from one chatzar to the other chatzar. Sometimes what happens is that you can choose to make two Erevs. You could choose to make one Erev, depending if it's a wall with a door. And sometimes, because there is no barrier separating the two chatzaris, the halacha will be that you have to make one Erev. So the Mishnah says, "Kaisel shebein shnei chatzeris." If you have a wall that is standing between two chatzeris, gavaya asar, if it's 10 tefachim tall, v'roich of arba, and it's 4 tefachim wide, the halacha is ma'arvin shnayim. You must make these two chatzeris. You must make two separate erevin for these two chatzeris. Ve'ei ma'arvin echad, and you may not make one erev. The reason that the Mishnah says Rashi, divrei maskil kaisel, that the wall is 4 tefachim wide, is really not for the din that we're learning now. Because the truth is, as soon as you have a wall which is 10 tefachim tall, the halacha will be that will separate the two chatzeris into two separate reshuyos, and you'll have to have, you can't make one erev connecting them. The reason the Mishnah spoke and mentioned that not only was the wall 10 tefachim tall, but it was also 4 tefachim wide, was because what we're going to learn later in the Mishnah, that if there are fruits, food, on top of the wall, under what circumstances can the people from the chatzeris go to the top of the wall and eat those fruits and eat them on the top of the wall, but may not bring them down to the two chatzeris? There, the halacha will be only when the wall is 4 tefachim wide, will the halacha be you could only eat the fruit on the top of the wall and not bring them down to the side. Because once the top of the wall is 4 tefachim wide, it's an independent reshus. However, if the wall were not 4 tefachim wide, then it would be different. Because as we learned, and we're going to learn Mitzvah soon, if the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, then it's a makom ptor. And makom ptor, you're allowed to carry from a makom ptor to chatzeris. Haya b'roisha peiris. So now the Mishnah teaches us this halacha. If on top of this wall there were fruit, elo oyle mikan, the people from one chatzar may go to the top of the wall, v'oichlem, and eat over there the fruits. Ve'elu oylem akam, and the people from the other chatzar may do the same. V'achla yirid lamatam, but they may not bring the fruit down to the two chatzeris. And the Gemara will explain when, where. Nifrat zakoysel, if there was a wall standing between two chatzeris, and now it was breached, ad eser amos, if the breach is 10 amos or less, the halacha is ma'arvin shnayim, because then it's considered like a door. And the halacha is that if it's considered like a door, we have the option. We can make it into, it could be, we can make two erevs, or we can make one erev. It's our choice. However, ad es amos ma'arvin shnayim, rotz ma'arvin echad, we have the option. However, because that breach, which is less than 10 tefachim tall, the halacha looks at, it's only like a door. However, if the breach is more than 10 amos, then it's not just considered an opening, it's not just considered a door. It's considered that I don't have a wall separating the two chatzeris. And if we do not have a wall separating the two chatzeris, the halacha will be that it's the halacha looks at it like one big chatzer, and the only option that will be available, ma'arvin echad, ma'arvin shnayim, we would have to make one erev. Not only would that be the halacha, but Rashi Devarei Maskil Yosef says that if somebody would make the mistake of making only one erev under such a circumstance, if each chatzer would make the mistake of making their own erev under such a circumstance, what would actually happen, suggests Rashi, is that both Chatzeris could not carry, because it would be a situation, which we discussed many times at the beginning of the Masechta, when you have two Rishuyas that are open, two Chatzeris that are open to each other, and didn't make an error between the two Chatzeris, then the halacha is that they become osa to each other because of their opening to each other chatzer. So our Mishnah said that if you have a wall between two chatzeris, which is 10 amas tall, or four, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, they could each of the bnei chatzer, each one of the two chatzeris, the halacha is, could eat on the top of the wall the fruit. Anybody? But what about if the wall is not dal tefachim wide? Ein by arba tefachim mai. Ask the Gemara, what will be the halacha then? Says the Gemara, under such circumstances, Amar Rav, avishtei rishuy shalotus bay. Since the wall doesn't have dal tefachim, it's considered secondary to both chatzeris. And since it's secondary to both chatzeris, so it's similar to what we just discussed. When you have an area which is open to two chatzeris that don't have an eruv with each other, they aser each other, they adversely affect each other, and therefore the halacha will be that both chatzeris, nobody could use this wall. And therefore the halacha will be, la yazuspa, you can't move anything on top of that wall, a filo malei niman, even the smallest amount. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, elo malam mikan, the people from one chatzar could carry objects, food, up to the other chatzar. Ve'elo malam mikan v'eichlam, the people from the other chatzar may do so the same. And because the halacha is that the place that's not dal tefachim is a makom p'tor, and the halacha is to a makom p'tor you may always carry. And Tosfos says that not only, Tosfos of the Maskil of the Rebbe, says that not only may you carry from the chatzeris to the top of this wall, but he also holds you're allowed to carry from the houses to the wall, all for the same reason. However, points out the Meiri, that when Rabbi Yochanan says that you could carry from the chatzer, he means only from the chatzer. But in terms of carrying from Rishus HaRabim, you would not be allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabim to the top of this wall. And the Meiri gives a beautiful explanation as to why. He says, really, this area is Rishus HaYochid. It's a wall in the Rishus HaYochid, which doesn't have the requisite amount to be considered an independent Rishus. And because it doesn't have the requisite shiurim to be independent Rishus, it's really Rishus HaYochid. Chachamim came along and said that you can't carry from a chatzah to a chatzah without an Erev for the various reasons that we've been discussing throughout Masechta. But it really is a Rishus HaYochid. Since it's really a Rishus HaYochid, Midaraisa, and we had this concept earlier in our Masechta as well, says the Miri, you can't use a Drabonon to create a kula. We can only use a din derabbanan to create chumris, not kulas. And if this area midaraisa is Rishus HaYochid, you may not carry from Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid. Tanan asked the Gemara on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. It said in our Mishnah that if you have a wall between two chatzeris, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, the halacha is a wall makan. The Mishnah said that the people from this side could go up and eat on top of the wall, and the people from the other side could do the same. Oilin, what does our Mishnah say? That you could go up from the chatzar and eat on top of the wall. Malin, but to take food from the chatzar to the wall, you may not do. Says the Gemara Hachikamer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Yesh ba'alba al-arba, if the wall is arba al-arba, so then the halacha is oilin in. You could go and eat on top of the wall, malin, but you can't bring food to the top of the wall. Loi. I ain't by arba al arba. But if the wall doesn't even have that shear, the halacha is, then not only are you allowed to eat on the top of the wall, malinami. And the Gemara explains why immediately. V'az Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, because Rabbi Yochanan that says that you could carry from the Chatzeris to a wall whose width is not Dalet al Dalet, is following his opinion that we've learned previously. The Chasar of Dimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mokum She'en Bo'i Arba al Arba, if you have a spat that isn't Dalet Tfochim by Dalet Tfochim, the Loch is Mutter L'bnei Rishus Arabim, L'bnei Rishus, so it is a Mokum P'tor, and since it's a Mokum P'tor, the people of the Rishus Arabim, Mutter L'bnei Rishus Arabim, all of the Rishus Yochid, both the people from the Rishus Rabbim and the people from the Rishus Yochid, L'chasafalov, could put objects down. But it's very important when we speak about these dimensions, the dimensions of this box, this stone, whatever, sitting in Rishus Rabbim, we have to speak about its dimensions. First of all, it has to be above 3 tefachim, because if it's less than 3 tefachim tall, it becomes bottled to Rishus Rabbim. And if it's bottled to Rishus Rabbim, so then it has the din of a Rishus Rabbim. Furthermore, it can't be Dalet Tfachim or Dalet Tfachim, because if it's Dalet Tfachim by Dalet Tfachim, it becomes a Karmelis. And as we've learned from the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, you may not carry, at least Midrabbanon, from a Rishus Yochid to a Karmelis, or from a Rishus Rabbim to a Karmelis, or from a Karmelis to a Rishus Yochid to a Rishus Rabbim. So it must be that it doesn't have those shiurim. But if it doesn't have those dimensions, so then it has a din of a Mokum P'tor. And the halacha is, you're allowed to deposit something from a Rishus Yochid to a Mokum P'tor, or from a Mokum P'tor to, or from Rishus Yochid to Mokum P'tor. What we may not do, as we've learned many times, we can't use the Mokum P'tor as a transfer point. We will put something down from Rishus Yochid onto the Mokum P'tor, and then after we put it down in the Mokum P'tor, then carry it to the Rishus Rabbim. Because Chazal were concerned that if we're going to allow one to do so, it may come to carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim, this is actually Rashi says this pshat at the beginning of the Masechta, that somebody won't notice and recognize that the way you transfer this object from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, vice versa, was by placing it in the Mokum P'tor in between. They're going to think that you carried directly from the Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim. Says the Gemara, the Rav, however, said that even if the wall is Dalet al Dalet, you can't carry. Ask the Gemara, Rav Lesley Rav Dimi, doesn't Rav agree? Rav doesn't agree that even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, you can't carry. Doesn't Rav agree that a place which is not Dalet al Dalet Tfachim is a Mokum P'tor? And you could carry from Mokum P'tor either to Rishus Yochid, to Rishus Rabbim? Haven't we learned this Gemara about the Iskupa? We've learned the Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, Dav Vav Amar Aleph, that the Iskupa, which is the area in front of the house that doesn't have the dimensions of Rishus Yochid or a Karmelis, nor is it part of the Rishus Rabbim, we spoke about it being considered a Mokum P'tor. And because it has those, doesn't have the dimensions, it's not Dalet al Dalet Tfachim, we learned you could carry from Rishus Yochid to it, or from Rishus Rabbim to it. How could Rav not agree with that? Answers the Gemara, Ibra Shuyus Daraisa, says the Gemara, Chiddush. If we were talking about Rishuyus Daraisa, that means if we had a wall between Rishus Rabbim and Rishus Yochid, where there the concern is, where there the potential is to be over Issa Daraisa, of carrying from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, the halacha would be, you could carry from a Mokum P'tor to Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabbim. Nobody's going to confuse allowing you to carry from a Mokum P'tor to Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim with carrying in a situation which is Issa Deraisa. However, in our Mishnah, Halacha Ma'iskinen, what are we referring to? We're referring to Rishuyus D'Rabbanan. We're talking about a wall that's between two Chatzeris. The Deraisa, both of them are Rishus Yochid. Now, the Isser to carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid, as we have been learning, is a Isser D'Rabbanan. Chazal didn't want you to carry from one person's Chatzar to another person's Chatzar. Since it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, we have a klal throughout Shas. The Chacham also chizlik d'Vrei Miyos Mishal Torah. Sometimes Chazal are more concerned about protecting the Rabbanan than protecting the Raisas, because Chazal knew that the Raisas, everybody's concerned not to violate. The people did not have that same seriousness when it came to the Rabbanans. And because they didn't have that same seriousness when it came to the Rabbanans, we have to be stricter with the Rabbanans to be machmer. I, as the Rishonim, we learned that you're not, we just mentioned it a moment ago, that you're not allowed to use the Makom Ptur as a transfer point to carry from Shusayach to Shusarabim, to transfer something from Shusayach to Shusarabim. But there, it's a deraisa that we're concerned about. And since it's a deraisa that we're concerned about, we shouldn't be concerned. The Gemara just said people aren't going to violate the deraisa. So the Rishonim answer that there, since it's so possible to carry, it's so easy that if you're going to use the Makom Ptur, that it should become a transfer point, you may come to make a mistake and carry directly from Shusayach to Shusarabim. So the way I always understand that vort is that every Gzeres Chazal was established by Chazal. And Chazal sometimes determined that this is a legitimate concern, and sometimes and therefore we need to make a gzera. Sometimes we don't need to make a gzera. And therefore, they looked at every situation. So Agmar is speaking about carrying, that if we're going to allow you, Rav is concerned, if we're going to allow you to carry from the Rosh Hashanah, the Chatzar on one side of the wall, up to the top of the wall, you're going to come to carry to the other side of the wall, because it's only the Rabbanan involved in carrying from one chatzah to another chatzah. So I saw that the Ritva asks, what's going to be the halacha if one side of the wall is a karmelus and the other side of the wall is a rishus hayochid? So it's a Rabbanan. And we just learned that Chazal were concerned by the Rabbanans that people may come to violate the Rabbanans. People don't take the Rabbanans with the same seriousness. So what's going to be the halacha? Will it be usur because it's a drabanan? Or was it only said by a Rosh Hashayochid and Rosh Hashayochid, not by a Rosh Hashayochid and a Karmelis? So Ritva says, very much in line with what we just explained, the Ritva says, again, that we're only that a Rosh Hashayochid to Rosh Hashayochid is a situation that Chazal were particularly concerned that people may violate. Because people have a hard time understanding, this is Rosh Hashayochid, this is Rosh Hashayochid, why can't I carry? But as soon as one side is a karmelus, even though the isser of carrying from a karmelus to Rosh Hashayochid is only an isser d'rabbanan, but again, that's already a more serious isser d'rabbanan in people's eyes. And since it's a more serious isser d'rabbanan in people's eyes, that is a situation where Chazal did not see, even Rav would agree, Chazal did not see the need to make a gzera. So our Gemara just taught us the rule of Chachamim asu chizak l'devreyim yoisim mishal Torah. So I saw from Rav Adya Yosef Zatzal his explanation why. So he says it with a mashal. He says that somebody was once visiting an official, a government official. And he says, and he was told by the government official to do something, and he didn't do what he was told. So the government official said, I'm going to kill you for not listening to what I did. They lived in a different world. So the person said, you're right. You technically have the legal right to do to me whatever you want. But if you do so, you also will end up being in trouble. Because the king, the president, is going to say, for such a minor infraction, because I didn't listen to you, I don't deserve death. So you could do something to me, but it's not, you're not going to come out unscathed. But what's going to be the halacha? What's going to be, he says, if there's a security guard around the presidential palace? If the presidential palace, and somebody tries to penetrate that security guard, and the guard sees that this person, after being warned, still keeps on going, he kills him. Not only will the guard not be reprimanded for what he did, he will actually be praised because he did what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to protect the king's palace, and he did what he was supposed to. Sedra Vadi Yosef Zatzal, that's how we're supposed to look at this Gemara. The Chachamim are the guards around the presidential palace. Because they're the guards around the presidential palace, it's their job to protect the palace. And if somebody tries to penetrate that palace, they need to do whatever it takes to protect the palace. And therefore, they need to make a chizik l'divrayim. They need to make sure that what they say is always followed. Whereas, when it's a din d'oraisa, so of course we're obligated to respect and follow all the dinei d'oraisa. But as we all know, not all dinei d'oraisa carry the same punishment. And because not all dinei d'oraisa obviously carry the same punishment, if somebody was over a din d'oraisa, even though he did a terrible thing, he doesn't necessarily deserve death or a very serious punishment. So our Gemara has been speaking about a wall that is between two chatzeres. And what is the status of these two chatzeres because of that wall? Now the Gemara begins to speak about a wall which is between two chatzeres. But to one chatzer, the depth of the wall is 10 tefachim. The height of the wall is 10 tefachim. And to the other side, because the ground obviously is not level, the height of the wall around that chotzer is not 10 tefachim. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Nachman. Koyso shebei shtei chatziris. Tzida yechad, to one chotzer, the wall is gevoy asar tefachim. But tzida yechad, but to the other chotzer, it's shovel aretz. It's not, all the Rishonim explain that it's not actually flush with the floor, because then the discussion of the Gemara would not be relevant. What it means is that it's not 10 tefachim above the ground. So now, how do we look at that wall? Says the Gemara, we consider that wall connected to the property, to the chotzer, to where it's less than 10 amos tall. It's much easier accessible. But to the other side, where it's 10 tefachim high, it's and the Gemara teaches us that kol whenever we have a situation where one side it's easier use and to the other side it's not as easy use, so we attribute it and we connect it to that chatzer. So again, because we have this wall, as we go back to the beginning of today's shir, the wall separates the two chatzeres into two separate chatzeres. But the question is, which chatzer, either, neither, both, can use the wall? I was saying to the chatzer where it's more accessible, that's where I connect it. Similar Gemara. Amar Rav Shizbi, Amar Rav Nachman. Charit shemein shtei chatzeres. You have a ditch between two chatzeres. Tzidei echad. Again, as we said a moment ago, these two chatzeres are not on the same level ground, and therefore to one side the ditch is 10 tefachim deep. And to the other side, again, shava doesn't mean exactly flush, it means it's less than 10 tefachim deep, says the Gemara. We connect it to the one where it's less than 10 tefachim deep. And again, the Gemara says the same svara. To the chotzer where it's less than 10 tefachim deep, it's easily accessible. And to the other one, Tashmishi because it's not as easily accessible. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Why did the Gemara have to say the same halacha twice? It's exactly the same halacha. Answers the Gemara v'tzrichi. It had to be said twice. The Ashvina Kaisel, if we only had this halacha said by a wall, Shum de Goiva Mishtam Shinshi. People use the top of the wall. But again, the top of the wall is not very tall here. It's less than 10 tefachim. Aval Charitz, when it talks to a ditch, people don't use ditches. And therefore maybe the halacha that we just said, even if it's less deep to one and deeper to the other, it shouldn't make a difference because it's not really used by either. Emeloi, v'yeshvin becharitz, maybe by a ditch, there's loy be'is tashmishe, there's nobody frightened to use it because it's not that deep. You have to be concerned if you put something on top of that wall, they may fall and break or get ruined. And therefore, nobody uses the top of the wall, no matter which is taller, which is shorter. Emeloi. That's why we have to say tzricha, the same halacha, both by a wall and by a charitz. Continues the Gemara Balamata. You had a wall which is 10 tefachim tall. Again, going back to a regular wall that is 10 tefachim tall, that we learned in our Mishnah, that if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim tall, it separates the two chatzeres. And now you want to make it lower. So says the Gemara, im yesh b'miyatoi, if you lessened it arba by an area of 4 tefachim, then the halacha is muta l'shtamish b'kol ha'kosu kulay. Even though you haven't lessened the entire length of the wall, you've only lessened an area of 4 tefachim, that is enough to be considered that the wall is not a 10 tefachim wall. Mlav, but if you didn't lessen it for a length of 4 tefachim, emishtamish ala kenegremiyat, then only the area adjacent to where you lessened it you can use. Anywhere else, you may not use it. Manushach, ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Iyai hanimi utai, if even when you didn't lessen it to a length of dal tefachim, it's still considered that you made the wall not a barrier. So then, you should be able to use the entire wall. Iloyahani, but if you didn't make it for such a length, the Gemara is holding it's not valid. Iloyahani, I feel kenegamiyuta namiloy, because it's still a full fledged wall. Answers the Gemara. Amar Ravina, when Amishta said Balamatoi, it doesn't mean that you're making the area next to the wall. What it means, and now there's a difference, how much of an area of a platform must you make? It's talking about when you're taking something off from the top of the wall. And therefore, if you take something off from the top of the wall, so that area doesn't have that height. And therefore, since that area does not have that height, since it doesn't have that height, it could be an area as a transfer point between the two chatzeres. And now the Gemara is teaching us that if it goes dal tefachim, then it's considered like the wall no longer is a barrier between the two chatzeres. Amar Rav Yechiel, kafa safal, if somebody turned over a basket and now it has the length of dal tefachim, and the wall is no longer 10 tefachim tall because of that basket, Mamat, it's considered as if you no longer have a wall. Vamai, says the Gemara, but why should that be a good way of destroying this barrier? This is Dovah HaNitl B'Shabbosu. You're allowed to carry the basket on Shabbos. And the Dovah HaNitl B'Shabbos, and since it's movable, the halacha is that it's Ein Mamad. So the Meiri explains that because it's movable, we have to be concerned that it's going to be removed on Shabbos, and you're going to be back to where you started, that you have a wall that's 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim barrier. The Shulchan Aruch, Harav, and Siman Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Yudalid, says a deeper vort. He says that the halacha is that kol dover ha'omer li notel k'notel dami. He says that anything that is going to be moved, the halacha looks at it as if it was already removed. And since this basket, explains the Shulchan Aruch Rav, as we just explained, can easily be removed, the halacha already looks at it as if it was moved. So if the halacha looks at it as if it was moved already, why could it serve as a good way of taking away the dimensions of the wall? Answers, the Gemara, lo tzricha d'chaber ba'ara. They connected this basket to the ground. Once they connect it to the ground, it's not going to be removed. Ask the Gemara, v'chi chaber ba'ara mahava. Even if it was attached to the ground, why should that make a difference? V'tanya, have we not learned the brisa? Paga, if you have a fig, a date that isn't yet ripened. And what they used to do was, shetmina b'tevin, they used to store it in straw. The straw we know is muksa. Or charora, you have a cake that was baked on coals. Shetmina b'cholim, they would put it into coals to keep it warm. And the coals also, as we learned, are muksa. Of course, Rashi, Devar Maskil v'Charora, explains that we're speaking about coals that are already extinguished. Because if the coals were not extinguished, then certainly we can't take anything out from what's stored in the coals, because that would cause the coals to come back on. And that's, of course, Mavir, and it's Osur and Shabbos. The coals being muksa, imagula, so you can't touch the coals. So the halach is as follows. Imagula, if what I need to access is accessible, imagula muktasa, in the talis b'shabbos, you can move it in Shabbos. Even though when I move it, I cause the muksa to move. But as we learned a number of times in Masechta Shabbos, if you don't directly move the muksa, the halach doesn't view it as if you moved muksa. So, here too, why can we put the basket? Why is the basket? There's earth around the basket, and we can move the basket. And if we can move the basket without touching the earth, so then the basket should not be considered as if it's there permanently. Answers, the Gemara, Hachamai Skinen, the Gemara is speaking about a case, the Islay Ignayim, that the basket has like a lid, a lip around it, and therefore when you put earth there, the earth is on those, is on that lip, and when you're moving the basket, you're moving the earth with you. Ask the Gemara, so that isn't a problem. V'chi yisle yognayim, if it indeed has such a lip, may have a, doesn't make a halachic difference. V'tanan, we learned the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Klayim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes, Hatayman Lefes Etznoin, if somebody puts a turnip or radishes in the ground, Tachas HaGefen, in the ground under a grape tree, the halacha is, Bizman, in a situation, Shemixas Aleph Megulin, that some of the leaves of this fruits are still accessible, Ein Echoshish Loimishim Klayim, there is no Isser of Klayim, even though you put this radish under a grape tree, so it should be considered klayim, the two different meaning, the halach is that not considered klayim, because all I'm intending is just to have a place to store this vegetable. My intention is not to replant the vegetable, and whenever it's not my intention to plant the vegetable, there is no issa klayim. V'la'am loy mishamayser. And even if as this vegetable is on the ground, it maybe grew a little more. And since it grew a little more because of the moisture of the ground, that's the way Rashi, the Vayamaskal Loi, learns, it didn't take root in the ground, but it grew from the moisture in the ground. It's not that new growth is not considered a new vegetable from which we have a new obligation to take off Maiser. Loi Mishum Shvius, and if this was done in a Shemitah year, even though, of course, we may not plant any vegetables, fruits in a Shemitah year, again, learning with Rashi's pshat, this is not considered that you planted something in the Shemitah year. And what's relevant to our halacha, nitalim b'shabbos, you could grab onto those leaves and pull them out of the ground, even though it involves moving the earth. But since, as we said as before, it isn't the valve direct movement of the earth, and when it's not involving direct movement of the earth, it's not also on Shabbos. So again, even if you have earth around this basket that I put to lessen the dimensions of the wall, I can move it, even if I have earth around it. So why is it considered permanent that it could diminish the dimensions? Answers the Gemara. The case of our Gemara with the sefel, the boy, loitzrich the boy marvich tzina, where you need a shovel and to get it out. When you need a shovel, that's certainly something you may not do on Shabbos, and therefore it's considered permanently there. We learned the Gemara the way Rashi and Tosfos learned, that the vegetable that we're speaking about with the various halachas that it affects didn't take root in the ground. The Rashba has a different understanding of the Mishnah, and he says that indeed regarding the Hilchos Shabbos aspect, we're speaking about a situation where they didn't take root in the ground. But when we speak about Klai Maisa v'Shvius, not only is the Mishnah talking about a case where they didn't take root in the ground, but says the Rashba that Mishnah is coming to teach us that even if they took root in the ground, since they were already fully grown and fully developed before they were replanted, there's no new chiyuv of Maiser and Shemitah on such a fruit. Suma Mitzri, if you put a ladder next to the wall, Vatsoiri, Enimamat, because it's so easily movable, it's not considered that it's there on a permanent basis, that it should be considered that it's diminishing the dimensions of the wall. But a tsuri, a bigger ladder, the Gemara is going to explain it in a moment, does, since it's not easily movable, will diminish the wall. Heichidam Yisulam HaMitzri, asked the Gemara, Amri Dabei Rabbi Yanai, Kol She'en Loi Arba Chavokim. If it doesn't have four rungs, it's not considered a full-fledged ladder. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that if the ladder is permanently attached with nails to the wall, then it doesn't make a difference how many rungs it has. What we're speaking about here is that it's not permanently attached to the wall, and also it's so not significant. It's such a not significant ladder because it only has three walls, and therefore it's not mamat. Why indeed is that the halacha? So he said to him, anything that can be moved on Shabbos, the called dava not to be Shabbos, if it's there permanently, ain't a mamat. Ihachi, ask the Gemara, feel tsurinami. Then this halacha ought to play to apply by sulam tsuri as well. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, because the sulam tsuri is heavy, people don't move it. And because it's heavy and people don't move it, it has nothing to do with the halachic aspect. It could be that halachically you're allowed to move it, but the reality is that people don't move it because it's so heavy to move, and therefore it serves as a area that will be mamat, that will lessen the wall. So certainly, when the Gemara says kol davar hanitl b'shabbos ein mamat, it would mean that it's a kli shemalach d'leheter, which we've learned when we learned Hilchos Muksa in Masechet Shabbos, that a kli shemalach d'leheter may be moved on Shabbos. But what's going to be the loch if it's a kli shemalach d'leheter? So we know that typically we may not move a kli shemalach d'leheter, but a kli shemalach d'leheter can be moved l'tzorich gufei mekayme under certain circumstances. So now the Ritva poses the question. Since this keli shemlach delisser, may be moved under certain circumstances, does that put it into the category of a keli shemlach delaheter, and therefore it's a kli anitl b'shabbos and it can't be used if it, unless it's heavy to diminish the area? Or do we say, on the other hand, that because lechatchila, it's only under specific circumstances that I can move the kli shemalach del iser, that doesn't let it fall into the category of a kli anitl b'shabbos? And the Ritva actually says that this question is a machlokes rishonim. Amar Abaya, kaisa shebein shtei chatzeres, if you have a war between two chatzeres, Gavaya Sar Tvachim, which is 10 Tvachim tall, V'niach Sulam Rock of Arba, and you put a ladder of 4 Tvachim that has rungs that are 4 Tvachim wide, Mikan from one side on one Chatzah side, V'Sulam Rock of Arba Mikan, and you put the same type of ladder on the other side of the wall, V'ein Bin Zeh L'Zeh, that means if you were to climb up the ladder and then walk on the top of the wall, you'll find the ladder from the other side within 3 tefachim from where you came, memat. That is considered as if the wall is not really a wall, because it's considered as if it has a pesach between them. But, shloisha, if there's more than 3 tefachim between the ladders on the two sides of the wall, and memat, then the halacha is that won't make it into a pesach. However, v'loya moron, this Chumrah that we just said, that if there's more than 3 tefachim between the ladders, then they can't be considered connected, and they can't be considered that they're creating a Pesach, El Dalahav Koisel Arba, when the top of the wall is not 4 tefachim wide. So therefore, since the top of the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, it's not easy to walk on top of the wall, and therefore, unless the two ladders are right next to each other, less than 3 tefachim from each other, they're not considered one unit. Aval, in a situation, have a kaisel, if the kaisel is 4 tefachim wide, so when the person gets to the top of the wall, he could easily traverse the top of the wall. Then the halacha will be, afilu muflek tuvanami, even if there's a decent distance, even if there's a bigger distance between the ladders, they're considered accessible. And since they're considered accessible, the halacha will be that they make it into a Pesach. The Maram Rattenberg teaches us that a ladder could only serve as a Pesach. It's really connected to Gemara we're going to discuss in tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah, that a ladder could only serve as a Pesach if it reaches the top of the wall or within 3 tefachim of the wall. He also says if the people build 3 tefach high platforms, which are 4 by 4 tefachim wide at the base of the walls, they do not function as a Pesach, even though the wall is now only 7 tefachim above the platform. However, many Rishonim disagree with the Maram Rattenberg, and they say that a platform can serve as a Pesach, even though it doesn't reach the top of the wall, and so too by a ladder. The Ri, quoted by Tosfos in the very Maskil and Yesh, says there's a difference between rungs or ladders, which are narrow and uncomfortable to stand on, and a 4x4 platform, which is a comfortable place to stand on, and therefore has much more of a chshivas in the halacha. A platform against the wall serves the ability to reduce the height of the wall to less than 10 tefachim, because we look at the wall from the top of the platform. A ladder doesn't reduce the height of the wall, and therefore only if the ladder is usable in an easy way can it reduce and diminish the height of the wall. Rabbeinu Tam, in that Tosfos, differentiates between a permanent ladder and a movable ladder. He says, if it's a permanent ladder, then it's much easier to rely on the ladder to make the wall not be considered a wall. Says the Gemara, Amar Abibi Barabaya, Bana Itzdaba. If somebody built a platform, agabe itzdaba, there's one platform on top of another platform, and there's space between the two platforms. Im yesh beitzdaba tachtona arba. If the bottom platform is four tefachim by four, is there at a distance of by a length of four tefachim, memat, then that platform alone, if could take away from the height of the wall, inami or it's ain't betachtoina arba. The bottom platform doesn't have that requisite width. However, yesh bel yoina arba, the upper platform does have it. Vein ben zel is there. And the distance between the two platforms is not greater than three tefachim, mamat. Because then we look at the two platforms as one, and you have the proper dimensions. V'amar Nachman Amar Bavua, sulam sheshilavoisas parches. When you have a ladder whose rungs go one above the other, im yesh b'shliva tachtoina arba, if the bottom rung has a width of four tefachim, mamat, inami, im ein bet shliva tachtoina arba. If the bottom rung doesn't have that, however yesh b'shliva al yoina arba, but the uppermost rung has that. That vein bein zu lezu, and between the rungs there's less than three tefachim. That's considered a decent ladder, and since it's considered a decent ladder, then the halacha will be that it's mamat to take away from the wall whatever the wall needs to be. What will the wall be considered? There's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim around this Mishnah. We've learned earlier in our Masechta that if a city has around it water, then the water could serve as a mechitza around the city. But in many cities, the water that surrounds the city becomes frozen in the winter. Now, it's not water anymore. It's a frozen lake that you could technically walk. Can that be considered a mechitza or not? So the Chassam Sofer, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, Or Chaim Simon Tzadik Tess, says, discusses this, and he says, well, maybe you could crack the ice, and if you crack the ice, it'll be back water. And then it should be considered like water. He says that that argument is perhaps a very good argument. The argument is not really a good argument because our Gemara seems to take the position, he says, that we always look at something the way it is currently. And currently, we haven't cracked the ice. And who knows, even if we cracked the ice, how much we would have to do to find water under it. So he says, just because it's ice that could be cracked and be turned into water, we can't give it the halacha of water. But then he says a different svara. He says, even if it's ice and it's not water, but people don't easily walk on top of ice. And because people don't easily walk on top of ice, that itself will make it be considered like a barrier around the city. And therefore, even if it's only ice, the same halacha would apply.